Hare Krishna, Hari Bol. Yeah, I know. Yes, Nam. Tivratapa. Yes, Nam. You speak English? Little. Oh, very good. Everyone else speaks English? Or?
If you speak English, you can sit here.
Or it will be only 20 minutes. Yes, Tiva Raptapa, you will be able to, you know, feel. Sometimes we have to feel. I want to very briefly talk today about my god brother Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. Radhanath Maharaj has once spoken for 5 hours and 30 minutes about Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, and afterwards he felt he had not even started. So I won't do that today to you. But I would very much like to draw your attention on to one scene which I remember very clearly. It was a scene where Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj had helped me to meet Srila Prabhupada. You must know, in 1977, Srila Prabhupada was getting ready to leave us. But he felt he should do one more tour to say goodbye to all the disciples. Is that water from where? From the tap or from
yes.
Where? Yes. Thank you very much. Please take your seat. Very nice, thank you. So he came from Vrindavan to London. He was lying over three seats in a Lufthansa aircraft, and he intended to see all his European disciples in London and then move onwards to America and see his American disciples for the last time in, I think, New York or Los Angeles. So Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj was with him in London, and he arranged a meeting with the German Sankirtan devotees at His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. At that time, Srila Prabhupada was very, very thin. He had big glasses, sunglasses, to protect his eyes from the sun. And he really looked quite ready to go. We all thought, what a shocking view to see the person you like the most at the doorstep of death, knocking at death door. It was a shocking vision. I think you can understand. So Prabhupada saw how we all looked at him, almost as if he was a being from another dimension, you know. And he then wanted to impress his last lesson to all of us. He said to us, first of all, you have to understand that life is eternal. that was his mission. And at the moment when he said it, when he sat like this on a chair, and you know, he had come to tell us something, to train us, to make us aware of something which we needed to know. He had could have chosen many other subjects, but his subject was, first of all, you have to understand that life is eternal. I am not this body which is now before you and which will go through the gate of door of death. I am an eternal soul who can always be contacted, who can always be with you. I think you can understand what this did for us, you know, in that situation. First of all, you have to understand that life is eternal. In the book Beyond Birth and Death, Prabhupada repeats this. He says, you have to understand that the soul is eternal, and not theoretical, you have to understand it practical. Only then you will be able to fight with your weaknesses. You know, they, in the martial arts, there is one legend in India. It's about a person who lives in a village. This village is constantly attacked by a tiger. And every time the tiger attacks, he kills one man or a woman or children. Or sometimes the tiger also kills buffaloes and cows. And there's one man who by profession is as a fighter, and the whole village comes to him and says, can you please fight against the tiger? This man, who is a wrestler, in India they do wrestling, says, you can't wrestle with a tiger. The tiger has dangerous claws. My art to fight stops before the tiger. And then the village again and again comes, see, one man after the other is taken by the tiger. Can you are the only strong man here in this village. So finally the wrestler goes to his guru and says, should I fight with the tiger? I think I will be lost. And the guru says, yes, but first of all you have to understand that life is eternal. When you face the tiger, you cannot have any fear of your own death. When you are free from that fear, then you can fight with the tiger and win the fight against the tiger. So this man, this wrestler, goes back to the village and he it's very nicely described. It's dawn. Dawn means the sun comes, the dusk. The sun comes down. And do you know what happens when the sun goes down? The tiger goes up. So he, the sun goes down, and he sits down and begins the Buddha Shuddhi meditation. I'm an eternal soul. I'm non-different from the eternal. I'm the spiritual soul. I have fallen away from my Lord, but now I, by the grace of my spiritual master, I can engage in his service. And because I'm a wrestler, I'm a fighter by nature, my service is to protect my village against the tiger. He again says, I'm an eternal soul, I'm an eternal soul, I'm an eternal soul. and then he gets up. The time he gets up, there is a sound. The tiger also got up at the same time. And he calls back, Haribol, 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 and goes to the savanna and meets the tiger. And he goes into the fight by remembering, I'm an eternal soul. It's a very quick fight. The tiger comes, he goes down, takes a handful of earth, throws it in the eyes of the tiger, jumps on him, and wrestles him to death. He's not afraid. It's very fast. It's only, the story is only one sentence about the end. My dear devotees, this is a beautiful story which I want to talk today. When we think of our Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, we remember how he arranged that last meeting with my spiritual master. And I talked about him this many times, what Prabhupada said. And he told me, I'm convinced that I'm eternal. When we think of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, another very, very, very nice quality of him comes to mind. This is the quality of doing one's service to one's spiritual master as one's Sanatan Dhamma. I would like to tell you a little story today. Once there was a candle like this. The candle was approached one day by a firelightener. Firelightener says, candle, I have instructions to light your fire. Oh, said the candle, I don't like to burn. And I don't have any wick at the moment. Wick, Kerzendocht. I don't have any wick at the morning. Then the candle said, and you know, burning is painful, and it's bad for my figura. Burning is bad for the figura. Then the firelighter said, but it's your dharma to burn. It's your duty. You're meant to burn. I repeat again, burning is too painful for me. Then the firelighter thought, I also thought burning is very, very painful. But one day I looked into the big fire and I saw how joyful the flames were dancing. They were doing the dharma. So you have the dharma to burn, and I have the dharma to burn. I am only a small fire lighter. My flame is only for a short time, but your flame is for a long time. Please, please, please do your dharma. This moment, the candle said, here's my wick. Please light me. And the candle was put into a nice flame. My dear devotees, I'm telling you this little story, which some of you have heard already, to make the point that we should all understand what is our dharma and do it. It may be a little painful, like now, you know, the wax is melting a little. It may not be very pleasing. But when the flame burns very nicely, it is a joyous process. And the joy is so great that you don't notice the pain any longer. When you understand what is your dharma, what you should do, the joy is so big that you just don't notice the pain. Our Bhaktitirtha Maharaj is a wonderful example of this. He understood what was his service to Srila Prabhupada. He was a preacher, a sannyasi, someone who gave an example of that life is eternal, someone who gave the example to be fearless, even in the face of the tiger of death. No? And he inspired us so much. And although it must have been not so easy the last few weeks, Gaur Sankirtan can tell us, and it's described a little in the book Cirno Lotus. Cirni Lotus, or? Yes, Cirni. Huh? But he did not pay so much attention. You know, what was done. There was some medication, some pain management, but he kept on preaching every Saturday, every I think weekend. There were great preaching Sunday feasts in his house up to the until it was possible, and then he left in grace. These are examples. I think Bhaktitirtha Maharaj wanted to teach all of us the greatest lesson: to not be afraid of death. What an example, isn't it, Madhavananda? What an example! How he preached and how he met the tiger, being fearless. Well, that I've also learned this afternoon. I've learned many things this afternoon. That you can fight only when you are fearless. You can fight that. So, what to say more? Of course we are sad. Of course, you know, when we look at such a personality, which because Sankirtan has put such a nice photo for us on the wall, such a kind person, such a wise person, such a brilliant person, such a true preacher and true benefactor, we feel sad, we miss him. What to say? We miss him. The world becomes a little bit heavier when such great souls leave. They carry the world. We have to say, we feel sad. We feel great pride that here is a personality who has made, who is a shining example, and we feel great happiness that he has gone to a glorious destination, like Bhaktitirtha Maharaj would say in the last day, "I think my chariot is before the door now to take me." He said, he used to speak like this. Yes, the chariot has taken him to Krishna. But what should we do? We are now here. It's a great loss. It is a great loss. We must say. Krishna. Whenever such a great soul leaves, the world is becoming a little bit heavier. What to do? We should keep his memory alive. There is a saying, those who have left us continue to stay with us when we keep them in our heart. What do you think, Lavanga? When we keep the person who has left us in our heart, he stays. He has a place to stay. That's the only place where he can stay. So keep your heart a nice place for Bhaktitirtha Maharaj. Every one of us. Yes. By memorizing him, by reading many of these wonderful literature and the prose yak. Such a nice book, the Prosyak, Beggar. Everything so nice, so good. Krishna. Krishna. The bells are giving their sound. I think today the bells are ringing for Bhaktitirtha Maharaj. What do you think, Annette? For Bhaktitirtha Maharaj? Yeah. Yes, da. Yeah, I think keep him alive in your heart. Follow his example. And when the fire lighter comes to you, don't hide your wick. You know, this is called a wick. Say, here, da, here, I want to burn for Krishna. I want to do my service. No? Do my service, Gaura Hari. Not running away from the service. No one of us, I mean, I'm not saying especially to you, we should not run away from our service. We, yes, even when it's tough, even when our figura is paining a little, should burn. I request all of you, this is my little offering for Bhakti Teda Maharaj. I only have a candle. I don't have anything more. Yeah. You please let it burn. We will place it on before his picture today. And you please, I can do. Let it burn, let it burn, let it burn. Hare Krishna. For a moment, let us be silent now and think about Bhakti Teda Maharaj. Pray to him. Just be a little silent. Look at his picture. Srila Bhakti Teta Maharaj Ki Jayom Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Parabraja Kacharya Shtata Satasi Simad His Divine Grace Srila Abhe Charanaravinda Srila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jayom Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Parabraja Kacharya Shtata Satasi Simad His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Maharaja Ki Jai Srila His Holiness Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaja Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai His Confounder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sakho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasari Go Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Samavitha Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo Oh glorious to see Assembly Devotees Oh glorious to see Assembly Devotees Oh glorious to see Assembly Devotees Oh glorious to see Sri Garun Shri Garanga Oh glorious to see the Bhagavan Vishnu Dhanastai Bhutalis Mantyanta Santhiyami I